Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join My Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, and dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family schedule onto a sleek digital display, so you focus on important things like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/talk.
23 days to the December polls. Hashtag Stop Gallamse now still on. Good morning and welcome to the news at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM in Accra, on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, on myjoyonline.com, live in all 16 regions of Ghana, on X Spaces and Facebook. Coming up, tears of sorrow turns into tears of joy as teenager with end-stage kidney failure begins pre-transplant evaluations after full payment of $25,000 required for hair transplant.
God bless everyone who helped us. I can't thank Ibrahim Mahama enough.
Plus, we'll tell you, CEO of NHIA declares that the rollout of the free mass dialysis treatment for kidney patients is not politically motivated. Also coming up, minority MPs renew commitment to repeal the controversial COVID-19 emissions levies as two members introduce a private members' bill.
The current 10% rate, for example, for betting tax reduced to like say 0.001%, and that would effectively mean taking the tax away.
In business,
National Petroleum Authority assures public of adequate fuel supply, rejecting report of shortage in some part of the country.
These are more coming up with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. Stay for details. Year-old Rosemary Buedu, diagnosed with end-stage kidney failure, will begin a pre-transplant evaluation next week after the full payment of $25,000 required for her surgery by Ibrahim Mahama. Grace Akweli, her mother, couldn't contain her joy after learning of the development. Listen to excerpts of her interview on The Changes Show with Joy Prime's Rosling Feli.
I could remember during 2016 and they campaigned about
God bless everyone who helped us. I can't thank Ibrahim Mahama enough. We're overwhelmed by what he's done for us. I never imagined something like this would happen, making it possible for my child to live like other kids. By God's grace, after the transplant, she'll live a normal life, go to school, and become the doctor she has always dreamt of becoming.
Also, CEO of the National Health Insurance Scheme, Dr. Dacosta Abuaje, has denied allegations that the upcoming free dialysis program for kidney patients scheduled in December is politically motivated. He spoke in an interview on The Pulse with Elton Broby.
I don't do politics with my work. Mm-hmm. So immediately I came in, like I told you, one of the things that I told the board that we need to achieve was dialysis. And I walked straight to the vice president's office. I did not even wait. And it was about immediately the board approved it. It was the next day that I made that announcement that, no, we're going to do dialysis. You see, so this is there is no political intention for this. Mm. And when we even started, remember we started it for 6 months,
yeah.
Okay? And we are now using the data.
Now to Parliament, members of the Minority Caucus in Parliament have reaffirmed their commitment to repealing the COVID-19 levy and the emissions tax through two private member bills before Parliament. Last week, Francis Xavier Sosu, along with Minority Leader Dr. Katsiola Tuforsen and MP Alassane Sereni, introduced another bill aimed at repealing the taxes. Francis Xavier Sosu spoke to Joy News.
Repealing these laws by way of reducing those taxes. One of those ways you can do that is even when the final bill is ready, you can have like the current 10% rate, for example, for betting tax reduced to like say 0.001%. And that would effectively mean taking the tax away, even though it may not be a complete repeal, because a complete repeal would then require an executive action, which I believe that His Excellency John Dramani Mahama has already made some commitments to once the NDC government takes effect from 7 January 2025, some of those executive actions could be taken. What the MPs have sought to do is to demonstrate and to show commitment to these promises that have been made on political platforms and in our manifesto to show that once given the chance, this is going to happen.
Still in Parliament, member of Parliament for Asante Akim North, Andy Apiakobi, says the Supreme Court's ruling is enough to settle the ongoing parliamentary dispute. Mr. Apiakobi joins the former Chief of Staff Kojum Pieni and retired Supreme Court Justice William Atuguba, urging the Speaker and MPs to uphold the court's judgment. He spoke on Newsnight.
The Supreme Court has spoken, and when Supreme Court speaks, all of us are required by the law to comply. So now that the Supreme Court has spoken, I don't think there's any further argument. The status quo ante remains, and therefore, once the Supreme Court has settled the matter, we are all enjoined to comply.
It does appear that this is the end of the life of this parliament. Are you certain that you will sit before the election?
There cannot be an end before the end. The end of Parliament would be the midnight of January 6, 2025.
Now to our election headquarters.
Election headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging the gap for positive youth development, Syntex Tanks, Aya Strong, Aya Tough, and Potential Real Estate. Your trusted partner in real estate.
Voters in the Ayawaso Central constituency are intensifying pressure on political parties to present clear, actionable plans to address their issues, including a resilient economy, a stronger city, enhanced security, and improved sanitation. Carlos Kalani takes us to the heart of Ayawaso Central for today's edition of Constituency Lens.
One of the constituencies that has remained loyal to the Elephant family since 1996. The NDC has never won this constituency. What are the issues on the heart of electorate here in the Ayawaso Central constituency?
If you could remember, during 2016, they campaigned about the economic issues. So it's the same thing I go to what to vote against them out. Because now we are buying KK for here at Circle, 7 cities. The lies is too much. Boss, if I have money on me and I'm experienced doing so, I can even buy a generator and buy in some fuel.
And the economy is very bad, as you can see. We are going to vote based on the economy and the system.
At the moment, as we speak, The system is hot, totally hot. Nobody can get three square meal a day to eat.
Somebody should prompt our vice president that we did not vote for him for what? Digitalization. Apps can't do anything for us. For now, what we need is food on the table.
Away from the street, what are the concerns of market women also here in the Malam Ata market?
The light will, this year for the election, we want us to change the bill for us.
That free exit, me particular, I don't like it because it's more than we pay the school fees.
There's no way NDC will even get 40%.
I'm surprised he's telling you that I can't get 40% of the vote. The first time I came, I contested as a candidate. I put almost 46%.
Well, this has been your Constituency Lens with me, Carlos Kaloni.
And the full episode of Constituency Lens airs on the Joy News channel at 8 p.m. Now, the Ghana Coalition Against Galamse has condemned the loud silence on the fight against illegal mining. Government moved into action to tackle the menace by deploying soldiers into forest reserves after organized labor threatened a nationwide strike in protest. But not much is heard after that development. Now, convener for Ghana Coalition Against Galamse, Dr. Kenneth Ashibe, has raised concerns about the inactions to address the issue.
Tell me which of the enhanced things have started that you have been able to see that some results. Apart from when the military moved out and then they deployed and they got media people in there for one day. After that, what has happened? Nothing. So which one again? The court? Nothing.
Meanwhile, six persons standing trial for the attack on Joy News' Erastus Asaridonko and his crew have been granted bail. Here's Love FM's editor Kofi Edudonfe report from the court.
If they had been good enough, we wouldn't have any problem now. But the problem is getting worse.
The six accused persons who appeared in court include Felix Amankwa, Akwesi Frimpon, Frederick Afol, Joshua Ofori, Mumuni Musa, and Daniel Appiah, all employees of Edel Metallium Resources Limited. They are between the ages of 23 and 52 years. Prosecution, led by ASP Lloyd Bedu, charged all accused persons on five counts of assault, conspiracy to commit crime, and stealing. All six pleaded not guilty to the charges. Their counsel pleaded the court to admit the accused persons to bail. The prosecutor did not object to the plea. Presiding Judge Justice Isaac Apietu therefore granted the plea for bail with two sureties of 100,000 Ghana cedis and for all accused persons to present themselves to the Manson Edubia police every Monday before the next court hearing. The case was adjourned to Friday, December 13, 2024. For Joy News, Kofi Edudomfe.
And that's how we end this morning's bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM. I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson. Up next is business on the Super Morning Show.